With a war crime suspect in custody, Serbia could gain global acceptance, economic and otherwise.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. War crime suspect Ratko Mladic is expected to be extradited from Belgrade to a UN war crimes tribunal, accused of directing the massacre of 8,000 Muslims in the 1990s. Now, Mladic's capture yesterday and coming trial could clear the path towards Serbia joining the European Union. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is live with us from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So the link here, right, between Mladic's arrest and Serbian acceptance into the EU, how does that go?
It was a precondition for Serbia's membership of the EU. Serbia would not get in without it. And there are actually other preconditions. There's another alleged war criminal it has to arrest and a lot of reforms it has to undertake. But the arrest of Mladic was the last really big obstacle to membership.
Why, Stephen, are the Serbs so interested in joining the EU in the first place?
Because it would bring billions of euros of public funds into the country to improve Serbia's physical infrastructure. More important, though, according to Dragana Ignjatovic of IHS Global Insight, it would send an important signal to foreign investors.
Serbia has been a pariah in Europe for a better part of two decades. And being a member of the EU would bring increased investment. It would signal that Serbia is a safe, desirable investment destination.
I can't help but wonder, though, Stephen, isn't Europe in some financial trouble right now? Is it really a good time to join the EU?
Well, the real trouble's in the eurozone, the inner core of 17 EU countries that have adopted the euro. Serbia's applying to join the wider group, the European Union of 27 states, which is more like a free trade zone. And it's not going to happen tomorrow. Even after the arrest of Mladic, it could take 9 years or so before Serbia gets in.
Okay. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
The state of New Jersey here at home has pulled out of the regional greenhouse gas initiative. REGI, as it's known, originally included 10 states in the Northeast that agreed to work together to reduce pollution. Marketplace's Eve Tro now on the New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who has doubts not about the problem, but how the states are tackling it.
The Republican governor started by saying he believes climate change is happening. He believes humans are causing it. But he doesn't believe REGI is making a dent in the global problem. While New Jersey buys carbon credits, coal plants burn unfettered next door in Pennsylvania, a non-REGI state.
And it simply doesn't work. And we're not going to participate anymore in something that doesn't work.
I don't think there is any economic or environmental justification for the governor's action.
Dale Brick is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says an independent study shows REGI's cut pollution by 30% across the 10 states. It's spurred investments in efficiency. That's lowered energy bills. She says New Jersey may not have seen as many benefits because the governor raided his REGI fund. He used $64 million earmarked for clean energy to close a budget gap. Governor Christie says his state can do better on its own without REGI. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are higher. Sony says tomorrow it'll start restoring its PlayStation video game network in Japan and parts of Asia, down for a month after a huge security breach. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 8 points to end the day at 12,402.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
eBay, which owns the online payment firm PayPal, is suing Google and two of its executives for stealing trade secrets related to mobile payment systems. Now, Google just announced it's developing a way for users to pay for a whole host of things with their cell phones, but there are a lot of details to be worked out. John Moe is host of Marketplace Tech Report, and he's with us now. Good morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
Now, why is this the next big thing?
Part of the reason is that everybody else in the world is already doing it.
Keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Exactly. Billions of dollars being passed around through some form of mobile payment all over the world. People like it. They have their phones with them. And the other big reason is that all the technology companies are looking for an advantage. Every phone maker, every carrier, Google, Apple, BlackBerry, they're all looking for an advantage over what are really pretty similar products and services. And if anyone can offer something new, that gives them a leg up. And after that, everyone else needs to catch up with the company that did something new.
So when, John, does this become our brave new world?
It's going to take a lot longer, I think, than a lot of people are saying right now. I mean, Google's launch with Wallet is just going to happen in a few cities through a handful of stores if you're on Sprint and have this one model of phone. So it narrows it down to like one guy in the Bronx buying a sandwich at Subway.
Or Queens or somewhere in New York.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So who wins here, John?
Well, the banks and the credit card companies are likely going to be winners here because they will probably be a part of many of these transactions. In Google's case with Google Wallet, Google wins too. They collect advertising information on users, and that's as good as gold these days.
And who loses?
Well, me and you if we're buying more junk that we don't need. There's also going to be a little hit to merchants because they're going to need to make sure that their card readers are equipped to do these sorts of things. And the more different sorts of mobile payment plans come on board, they're going to have to train workers. They're going to have to kind of figure out how this whole thing works. So there's a bit of a hassle factor, too, that they're going to have to accept just in order to sell these things they want to sell.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, a new report says people are burning fewer calories at work. Study looked back 50 years and found men burn, on average, 142 fewer calories while on the job. Women, 124 fewer calories. Scientists believe it could be all the sitting we do in today's office jobs. Personally, I'm pretty sure it's the donuts. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.